neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Grapes is one of the five of seven kinds, one of the five fruits. So now the order that is brought in the Torah Tana Kedusha, it requires that according to order that we are informed in the Torah Tana Kedusha, anytime that we have a choice as far as the brachot, if we are planning to have, let's say, grapes and pomegranate, so now, if we are going to eat both, so we have to say, Bore Periya is on?
Grapes.
Because it's in the top of the list. It's the order, the way that is stated in the Pasuk. Any fruit that is closer to the Haaretz, Parashat Erev, then that have the first priority of saying the bracha. So one point here that has been discussed, let's say if one eats one single raisin, what bracha does he say? One kishmish. Baruch atah Hashem. No, he said Baruch atah Hashem, and we can melech haolam, bore peri, haetz. You only say haetz? And I said Baruch atah Hashem. Right. So now, what is the bracha acharona?
Nothing.
Yeah, I have to say al haetz v'al peri haetz.
But it's one raisin.
One reason. This matter is a very sensitive halakha. Many, they don't know about it. They call it beriya. If one eats one habbe angur, one single grapes, he has to say beracha haluna. Yeah. Or let's say one piece of orange, he has to say bo nefashut. You know about this halakha?
No.
Yeah. So this matter is a very sensitive issue in halakhot. The one should be very careful if you're not going to eat the amount that you say Bracha Haruna, that either is Al Ha'et, Al Peri Ha'et, that's one of the five fruits, or Bore Nefashot, you should not put one single fruit in your mouth, because then you place yourself in a discussion that you say Bracha Haruna or not. But if you're going to eat enough, so it's not a problem. But if you're just going to put one kishmish, one raisin in your mouth, according to many poskim, you have to say al hayis am peri hayis. That's one important halakha.
So what about if somebody has the intention of eating, for example,
the whole orange?
No, kishmish.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're going to eat handful,
but after one, he say no, it's not good, it's sour.
Right. So if he's not going to continue. So, I'm just gonna maybe see if it's sour. It's not sour. So just have a bite of it. Just eat half of it. Just taste it first. And then if you like it, b'sha'at tova muslacha. Then you can continue. So this is a very important halakha you have to have in mind. So now, the grape has given a special kavod that when you squeeze it, it elevates. Instead of being Shehakon Nihya Vidvaro, became Bore Peri Agefen. Why? Why this special cover is given to grapes? By orange juice?
Because of Kiddush that we...
Very nice. Because the wine was brought on Mizbeach, in Beit HaMikdash. Nisuch Hayayin, they call it. So now because the grape has such a privilege that wine is brought on the Mizbeach, we elevate the bracha. From Shehakol, it becomes? Bore Peri HaGefen. Yeah. But it should have been Shehakol, no?
Yeah.
Like other juices. So now here, not only that, we give him more respect, more kavod. As long as you're going to drink more wine. And then, on the side, you're going to drink other things, like water and so on. You don't need to say bracha Shehakol on others. So now the question that is asked, let's say, you say, I'm going to drink this much wine, like Kiddush, and that's it. Can you drink other type of drinks or not. You follow? So I'm going to make a kiddush, drink this cup, good? That's it, finish. Can you drink like soda water or water and so on?
No?
No,
you have to say
berakha. Yes?
You have to say berakha.
Why you have to say
that? Because you didn't kavana on other things.
No, you had kavana.
You yeah. said that only I'm drinking this, that's it.
Yes, but all the drinks is in front of you.
Drink the 4 ounces.
No, let me present the question a different way. Is drinking wine at the same time when you're drinking others, is this a contingency? Or if you drink a little bit, then you can't drink anything? You follow? Is it a requirement to drink more wine? Or as long as you drink, no matter how much, then you can continue to drink other things. Good, fine. No, they say it's not kiddush. It's not kiddush. No, I drink a little bit. You want to have some, what is it, Chardonnay?
You still have to have enough to be able to say bracha acharonah.
Yes, you drink 3 ounces. So, should you continue to drink more, or there's no requirement?
Why should there be a requirement?
Because
once you eat the shir of hamotzi, why
understand? But if the borei pe'agifin carries on and includes the shahar kol of other drinks, so you have to go along with it. You have to continue, right?
I still do not get it. If we continue with the grape juice or the wine,
yes.
After we already say bracha on 3 ounces,
yes.
You don't need to continue.
Why? So let's say you drink some wine and then they take the bottle away. So you have other drinks on the table. Can you drink other things?
Yes.
No, you can't.
You can?
No.
Why?
Yes. Because when you say borei pe'agifin, that means I'm going to drink wine and also other type of drinks. So here this is a very important issue.
If you stop drinking, you have to say shakol and other drink. But if you continue drinking the wine or the grape juice, you don't need to say
that. Yes, but the point of the matter here is, let's say you didn't have kavanah, but as long as you're going to drink the wine, so other type of drinks will be included at the same time. So that's why, as you mentioned before, when you say kiddush, or you just, during the week, you like to have some wine or grape juice, you have to have in mind that other things are included. Or you're going to drink more grape juice or wine. But if you're just going to have a little glass of wine or grape juice, and then you take the bottle away, then the other drinks are not going to be included and you cannot drink from it.
Even though you had the kavanah at the beginning?
No, if you had the kavanah in the beginning, right, it has to be, the same halakha applies with the bread. What does it mean? So many times at the Semachot, when they bring fruits and ice cream and dessert, they clean up the table in weddings, Ken Yirbu.
Amen.
They clean up the table and then bring other things. So now it's a big, big problem. Why? Because when they bring desserts and so on, so then you bracha, that you have to say, in the end of eating fruits and so on, Birkat HaMazon will include, like Borei Nefeshot and so on. But now when they cleaned up the table, you're in a big problem. Why? Yeah, because the bread is not on the table anymore. That's what they do usually, they clean up the table. And that's a problem.
So the same thing applies for the drink?
Yes, the bottle has to be on the table, and you have to drink.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.